Recently, Northwest Indiana has landed three big Illinois companies. One of Hammond's biggest employers, Lear, is building a new $30 million investment into the city of Hammond. They are building a new plant that will bring up to 750 jobs. The city of Gary landed a new $35 million production from Illinois Steel that will bring up to 100 new jobs. And an unnamed company from Chicago's western suburbs plans to relocate from Illinois to East Chicago. The manufacturer will hire about 500 workers at an average salary of $55,000 a year. So what makes Northwest Indiana a hotspot for businesses? Valparaiso's mayor, John Costas, gives insight on what makes the region a great place for businesses and people to move to.
So I think, Northwest Indiana is certainly, compared to some of our nearby states, a very affordable place. We have all kinds of different amenities, and we've got Lake Michigan, which is awesome, and we have all kinds of different types of towns and cities you want to choose from, and I think Northwest Indiana, just because of all those things, because it's affordable, got great schools and businesses, has a lot to offer, and I think we're seeing lots of growth here in Porter County, and Lake County has a lot to offer too. It's a bigger county than us, and some great things happening all over Northwest Indiana. I think it's got a really positive future.
Mayor Tom McDermott Jr. says the region's location with Chicago benefits not just his city, Hammond, but Northwest Indiana as a whole.
Our location to Illinois, definitely helps us, so we get the advantages of the lower tax situation. And we're only, we actually touch Chicago, which is nice. It's, the third largest economy in America. So you get the advantages of living in Indiana with the taxes and the access to Chicago that a lot of people want.
Even with all these positives, there are still challenges that Lake and Porter County face. Northwest Indiana has a history of corruption and suffers from brain drain, which is keeping college graduates here in Northwest Indiana. Northwest Indiana will soon have a trial with Portage Mayor James Snyder, who allegedly solicited money from Cortina in exchange for a towing contract for Portage. The last political leader conviction was just 3 years ago with Keith Soderquist, who was Lake Station's mayor, and his family being indicted for misusing thousands of dollars from the mayor's re-election campaign fund and the city's food pantry to gamble at nearby casinos. Lake Station now faces a $1.8 million shortage in its general fund. Fifth District Portage City Councilman Colin Zealy weighs in on political corruption that has plagued the region.
Every community that's ever faced this, it becomes a cloud that doesn't go away for a while. And even so, a cloud may never go away. It may be something that the city lives with for years. And Northwest Indiana itself has a reputation that the rest of the state sees, and that other areas look at Northwest Indiana and just assume public corruption all the time. I mean, that's something we've lived with for generations. It's very hard to get rid of that stigma, even years after. So, I mean, I'd like to think a business is looking at Portage for more than just its current political status.
Micah Pollock, professor of economics at Indiana University Northwest, has been researching the region's economic history. He says that government corruption can influence how businesses see the region, but ultimately there's more to Northwest Indiana than just government corruption.
If you're thinking about relocating your business from Chicago to Indiana, you might pick up the local newspaper and read about some of these corruption challenges. And so it has kind of a perceptions effect. And perceptions is something that we here in Northwest Indiana have to work on. And it's a long history of kind of a challenging view, both from across the border in Chicago as well as kind of downstate. And so, we certainly need to work on that. And it never helps. But at the end of the day, it's going to be other things like, quality of life, tax incentives that ultimately bring a business or a company here, more so than a particular single case of some type of corruption.
The region also struggles with keeping college graduates, a problem known as brain drain. Pollock has an idea on how to keep the younger generation in the region to help ensure growth.
One way we can kind of combat that is by having cities and areas where they can live that have good quality of place, quality of life, have the amenities that they're looking for. We have different amenities here, and hopefully we can attract and keep the next generation millennials in the region with stronger communities. And so I think that's a big part of keeping the communities healthy and the economy strong.
Pollock states that the South Shore expansion approval will have a big economic boost.
The transportation-oriented districts, I think, are going to play a very important role in the future.
The hope is Northwest Indiana will get an economic boost with access to Chicago to bring in more people, businesses, and to keep the younger generations here in the region. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Megan Fernandez.